is Mrs. Webb. Welcome to another Bible story from the Puppet Castle. Our good friends Big Al the Alligator and Homer D. Hound Dog are supposed to be with us for our story this time. I wonder what's keeping them.
Skibbity-bop-bop-sidity-skarata! Skip, skibbity-bidi-bop! Oh, hi there, Mrs. Webb.
Hello, Big Al. Well, you're here. Where's Homer?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. I think I hear him coming now.
Going up. Step to the rear of the car, please. Top floor, please. Top floor. Thanks, bud. Whoop. Ow.
Homer, are you all right?
I think so, Mrs. Webb. I'm just fine. I'm getting used to it. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
And how are you, Big Al?
Just fine, Homer.
Well, I'm glad you two are here. Now we can have our story.
Story? Who has a story?
We do, Homer. It's our turn.
Oh, our turn, huh? I didn't even know anything about it.
You didn't?
No.
So what else is new?
Big Al.
So what story I don't know anything about are we telling?
Well, I thought that today we would tell a very well-known Bible story. We're going to tell the story of Noah.
Oh, I know that story.
Well, good, and you can help us tell it.
Oh, I'd love to, Mrs. Webb.
Fine. Then why don't you begin the story?
Oh, okay. God told Noah to go to Nineveh.
Wait a minute. That's not right.
What do you mean that's not right? Of course it's right, or God would not have told him to do it.
No, Homer, I mean you're telling the wrong story.
The wrong story?
Yes, that's the story of Jonah.
But we're not telling the story of Jonah. We're telling the story of Noah.
I know that.
Then what's your problem?
Never mind. Just start over. But don't say God told Noah to go to Nineveh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see now. God told Jonah to build an ark.
Wait a minute. That's not right either.
What's not right?
Homer, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh.
But we're not telling the story of Jonah, remember? We're telling the story of Noah. And you thought I was confused. Now, are you two going to keep interrupting me, or are you going to let me tell the story after all?
Look, let's get one thing straight, Homer. Repeat after me.
Okay. After me.
No, not that.
You said repeat after me.
No, I mean repeat this. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, and God told Noah to build an ark.
God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, and God told Noah to build an ark.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it?
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Maybe you better just let Big Al start the story.
That's a pretty good idea, Mrs. Webb.
Okay. Well, now, God told Noah to build an ark.
What's an ark?
It's a big boat.
A big boat? I don't understand something. Why did God tell Noah to build such a big boat anyway? They were a long way from any water, and as big as God told him to build it, there would be no way to get it to the water.
Well, that's what the people who lived near Noah thought, too. They often came to laugh at Noah. But to answer your question, there were two reasons for God's command to build the ark. The first reason comes from Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that everyone on earth had become very wicked in the sight of God, and all they thought about were wicked things, and that made God very sad.
Oh!
And the second reason God told Noah to build the ark is that because everyone on the earth was so sinful, God decided to judge the earth and to destroy every living thing on it with a flood. So you see, Noah did not have to worry about how to get the boat to the water. God was going to bring the water to the boat.
But if everyone on the earth was so wicked, why did God warn Noah of the flood and tell him to build the boat?
Because the Bible tells us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that Noah was not like everyone else. The Bible says that he walked with God and obeyed God.
So God was going to make a way of escape for Noah and his family so that they would not die in the flood?
That's right. That's why God told Noah to build the ark.
Well, how big was Noah's family?
Well, Noah was married and had 3 sons.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Their names were Spam, Ham, and Bacon.
No, that's not right, Homer. They were Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
I liked my names better.
And Noah's sons were married.
Oh, yeah? Did they have any kids?
No, they didn't.
Aw, I thought Ham would have at least have had some little sausages running around the house.
Homer, now stop that.
Was anyone else going in the ark besides Noah?
Well, Noah preached righteousness to the people for many years and warned of God's coming judgment, but no one believed him.
So Noah and his family were the only people that would be in the ark?
Yes, but they were not alone, for God had commanded Noah to bring into the ark a male and female of every animal and bird and creeping thing in the world.
Wow, I've heard of health pets, but this is ridiculous. Noah must have been the one who wrote that famous old song.
What famous old song?
You know, the one that goes like this. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, for what can an antelope say?
Oh, Homer.
That must have been one crowded boat, Mrs. Webb.
Not really. God told Noah to make the ark 45 feet tall, 75 feet wide, and 450 feet long.
450 feet long?
Yes, that's bigger than a football field.
All right, that way they could play football.
Now don't be ridiculous. Who could play football?
Well, the birds and the animals.
The birds and the animals?
Sure! The lions could play the bears, the eagles could play the falcons, the Seahawks could play the Colts.
Homer, they didn't have the NFL back then.
Oh, yes, they did. NFL, Noah's Football League.
Never mind. Anyway, when all of the animals were safely in the ark, God told Noah and his family to go in. Then, when everyone was inside, God shut the door.
And I know what happened next.
What?
The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up.
Homer.
What? That's what happened, isn't it?
Well, yes it is.
Then what are you griping about?
Never mind, Homer. It rained and rained for 40 days and 40 nights until the whole earth was covered by water and every living thing was dead. But Noah and the animals and his family were safe inside the ark.
But when Noah prayed and asked God's forgiveness, God caused the great ark to spit Noah and his family up on dry ground.
No, you're in the wrong story again.
I am?
Yes, that's the story of Jonah again.
But we're not telling the story of Jonah. We're telling the story of Noah.
I know that.
Then quit mentioning Jonah.
I give up. Look, the Bible says that God remembered Noah and caused a great wind to blow upon the earth to dry up the waters. Hey, stop that, Homer. Stop blowing at me. You've got dog breath.
Well, what kind of breath do you expect me to have? Canary breath?
Well, look, if you have to blow, blow in some other direction.
Homer, don't blow in my direction either. I don't need your breath.
Well, what am I supposed to do then?
Well, why don't you blow toward the ceiling?
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Why not?
Because then I would blow up.
Now, there's an idea.
What?
Never mind. Well, when the floodwaters began to go down...
Oh, I know. Somebody pulled out the plug.
No, Homer. The Bible says that the ark came to rest on the top of a mountain.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Homer.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Webb. And then did Noah and his family come out of the ark?
No, not yet. There was still a lot of water on the earth, and there was not enough land to live on. There was also not enough food for the animals yet.
So, how did Noah and his family know when it was safe to go out? Did they listen to the weather report or something?
No, Homer. They didn't have any radio back then.
Then, how did they know when to go out?
Well, Noah kept letting birds out to see if they would return.
Why did he do that?
Well, you see, if the birds did not come back, then Noah would know that the water was gone down and there was enough land for the birds to live on. So finally, one day, a dove that Noah sent out did not return, and Noah knew that the earth was dry once again.
Oh, so that's how Noah knew when to go out. A little birdie told him.
I guess you could say that.
And then did Noah go out of the ark?
Yes, then Noah and all of the animals went out of the ark.
And then what happened?
Well, when Noah and his family were safely out of the ark, Noah built an altar to the Lord and thanked the Lord for watching over them and keeping them safe. And the Lord promised Noah that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. And to remind us of his promise, God put a rainbow in the sky.
And they lived happily ever after.
Well, not exactly, but that's another story.
Well, Mrs. Webb, God didn't really want to destroy the world, did he?
No, Homer, but they were very sinful and would not obey God.
Well, people are very sinful today, too, aren't they, Mrs. Webb?
Yes, Homer. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
And the Bible says that just like the punishment of sin then was death, so today the wages of sin is death.
Yes. The Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that means separation from God forever in hell.
But God doesn't want to send people to hell, does he?
No, Homer. Not any more than he wanted to send the flood. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Just as God made a way for Noah to be saved from the flood, he has made a way for sinners to be saved from hell. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so that God could forgive us and save us from sin and death.
But just like the people of Noah's day had to believe God's word and enter into the ark, so anyone who wants to be saved today must be sorry for their sin, believe that Jesus died for them and rose again, and ask him to save them from sin to enter into the door of salvation.
But what is the door?
Not what, Homer. Who? Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
But those people who did not believe Noah, or who put off doing anything about it, lost their chance when God shut the door of the ark. And then it was too late for them to be saved.
That's right, Homer. And it's dangerous for people today to put off being saved, too, because they may not have much time to do it.
Yes, because they could die today, or Jesus could come, and then it would be too late for them to be saved. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Well, I hope if there's anyone listening who has not ever asked Jesus to forgive their sin and to be their Savior, I hope they will do that today.
I hope so, too. But you know, there are many people in the world today who still have never been warned of the coming judgment for their sin. And no one has ever told them about God's love for them and how they can be saved from eternal death by the Lord Jesus Christ.
But God used Noah in his day to warn everybody about the flood and how God wanted to save them.
Yes, and God wants to use every Christian to tell everyone how he wants to save them from sin and death, too.
Well, I hope if there is any Christian listening who has not been letting God use them to tell others of salvation, that they will ask God's forgiveness and will start being a witness for Christ today.
I hope so, too.
I hope so, too.
Well, Homer, I guess it's about time for us to go.
Hey, Big Al, before we go, I have a question for you.
What's that?
If the ark was built in three stories, and there was a window in the top to let the light into the top floor, how did they get light to the bottom two floors?
How did they get light to the bottom two floors? Let's see, how did they get light to the bottom two floors? I don't know, Homer. How did they get light to the bottom two floors?
It was easy. They just used floodlights.
Oh, Homer, I think it's definitely time for us to go now. Goodbye, Mrs. Webb.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Skibbity bop bop CDT, scarata, skip skibbity bitty beep bop.
Well, I'll see you later, Mrs. Webb. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, that's all for now. Join us again for the next Bible story from the Puppet Castle.